Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Monday, Thursday. Maybe you were like me and you grew up in kind of a mainstream evangelical church, and the concept of Monday, Thursday, that really we didn't really grasp that or understand that. I think the more I have fallen in love with Jesus, the more I understand the concept of Monday, Thursday. It is this thought of what is it that you hold most dear that you would be able to remember to be so grateful for it. And in our case, it's the picture that on this Monday, Thursday, Judas betrayed Jesus, that he had already told his guys at dinner that this would be the bread, it represented his broken body, that they would drink of the juice, and that would be representative of his shed blood, the fruit of the vine. And Jesus then says to Peter, you're going to deny me three times. Jesus has washed the feet of these disciples, and Judas has already betrayed. And all this is happening on Monday, Thursday. The gospel writer Luke says in chapter 22, beginning in verse 40, and when he went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. So their job, while he goes to pray and talk with the Father, knowing that what is ahead of him, he just wants them to pray. That's all they've got to do. And going a little further, he fell on the ground and he prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, Daddy, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. And God the Father, while I'm sure as a dad wanted to say, okay, son, but yet it had to have given God the Father great pleasure to know that his son was about to give his life as a ransom for our sin. And he came and he found the disciples that he'd left sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and he found them sleeping again. Oh, my stars, think about it. These guys can't even stay awake in this most brutal time that Jesus has just discussed with them at the very first Lord's Supper. And they did not know what to answer him. And he came a third time, and he said to them, are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. You know, I have been in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is not very large, and you can see how when they came to get Jesus, it was a significant time, and it was an overwhelming event. You can see from the Garden of Gethsemane down into the city of Jerusalem and understand that what was headed Jesus' way was death and pain and sorrow. Since Deuteronomy chapter 16, 1 through 7 indicates that the Passover evening had to be spent in Jerusalem, including the Mount of Olives, where the Garden of Gethsemane is at, Jesus and his 11 remaining disciples, they do not return to Bethany as they had done through the week. They didn't go back to Simon's house. Instead, after leaving the upper room and their Passover meal, they cross down into the Kidron Valley to the east of the city, and they go back up the hill on the Mount of Olives to Gethsemane. Now, if you're trying to get an idea of how far that is, then really, then you can understand it's about 300 yards east-northeast of Jerusalem and the temple. It's late in the night. Jesus prays. Is there any other thing you can do? Luke says that when he went a little bit further, it was like a stone's throw. And the disciples fall asleep, and there they are. And Luke provides these additional details. In the absence of human support, God did not leave Jesus alone, but sent an angel to strengthen him in Luke chapter 22. Also in Matthew chapter 4, where angels ministered to the Lord Jesus, where he had literal drops of sweat, and he was literally sweating drops of blood. When Jesus awakens the disciples the third time, he has seen and he's heard the approaching mob. And what does he say? He doesn't run. He doesn't ask them to pull out the swords. What he says is, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is to be betrayed. My friend, he did all that for you. He did all that for our selfishness and our sin. And he went through the pain there in the garden of being turned back around from his family and his dearest friends. I think that's what our sin does to him today. If this cup could pass, and yet it couldn't. The perfect, spotless Lamb, the Lamb of God, was betrayed that you and I might have life in abundance in life eternal. I trust you'll join us tonight for communion on Monday, Thursday, at live.sugarhill.church beginning at 6:30 p.m. God bless you. See you tomorrow.